What do you got, guys? I noticed it's. I'm going to turn this podium.
You might as well. How'd you come off health wise?
Still in the process of evaluating all that. The players, you know, have to be checked by 1:30, so their lift times and treatment times. But you know, it was a physical game. You know, we'll see. There were some bumps.
Nothing too serious, you don't think?
I don't think, but you know, again. Some guys are being evaluated. You know, Gator left the game, and they're evaluating his knee. So we need to find out what's wrong there.
Coach, what are you going to do, not knowing exactly what Carl Nix's situation is going to be? Or maybe you can shed some light on that. I don't know mm-hmm. as far as the opener goes. But it seems you've run a lot of different guys out there at that guard spot. Karimi yesterday a little bit, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Just where's that offensive line sit right now?
Well, I think – by doing that, we have options, and you know, we don't know what Carl's situation is going to be, so we want to keep as many options available as possible. When we get into game week, we'll obviously have to lock in exactly who those guys will be, what those combinations will be with the front five. Our goal is always to get the best five on the field, so we'll try to do that. You know, ultimately, the best case scenario is Carl and Davin are in there, and we have our starting five, but got to play that by ear.
Sounds like you're not ready to rule Carl out for that opener just yet.
No. You know, yeah, I think it's just too much time still before we can do that.
What did you think of Karimi, what you saw? And is that something that you're going to try to work on a little more?
You know, I'm getting together with the staff here at 1, and we'll visit about that. I thought there was some good and some not so good, you know. So, but again, you know, getting a feel for that and all that, you know, I like to keep looking at it, but let me see what overall the staff feel is.
What's your level of concern with that line overall? It's given up a lot of sacks when the supposed first unit's been out there. I know it's been a mishmash, but
yeah. As always, it's not just one part of it, right? Receivers got to get open. We have to protect better with the running back position. Line has to block better, right? So it's a combination of things, but just to say it's that, you know, I think Josh has done a good job of moving up in the pocket. A couple times he moved right into the rush, though. That's the problem. You know, if the middle isn't firm, then the theory of sliding up in the pocket doesn't work. So we got to firm up that middle, whether it be back protection or center guard center protection.
Is that your biggest concern right now? Is that just overall, offensively, it's just not, like you said last night, in sync?
Yeah, well, it's not in sync. We have to get it in sync.
Have you decided on any position battles? You've gone through 3 preseason games. Or are you still – have you got a backup running back? Have you decided on, well, I guess not left guard, but strong side linebacker, a couple of those things?
I think we have a few backup running backs, which is good. I think we have 2 Sam linebackers, which is good. So I guess I haven't decided, but I feel like we have some depth there, so that's good.
Adams got time in the nickel last night. What did you see from him?
Who was that?
Michael Adams.
Yeah.
What did you like from him?
Well, you know, he's done nickel each week that he's been here, and he's done a decent job. I felt last night he did better than a decent job. I thought he played pretty well, both on special teams and on defense. So he's kind of on this trajectory, which we need him to be.
Defense is playing overall. We talked about it last night that red zone was solid, but maybe a few more opportunities than you wanted.
Yeah. You know, when you watch the tape, overall the defense is executing at a high level right now, but we have a few individual breakdowns that are being found out. You know, sometimes you have an individual breakdown and the ball never finds it. Well, last night in that 18-play drive, it found it about 4 times. So it's a great learning opportunity that the way we play defense, it's team defense. And when one guy doesn't pull his weight, there's the opportunity for the ball to find it, and it did. So you're right, too many opportunities. Good job in the red zone playing defense, but you don't want to live like that because, you know, when they're close, they have a chance to get in.
Here comes a grievous question. You said you don't need to see him. You didn't want to see him last night. You made that decision. into the final preseason game where I wouldn't think a lot of starters, if any, would play. Is it fair to say that the earliest that Darrell Revis would play would be the opener at this point?
I don't know if you can say that. You know, just because a lot of guys aren't playing doesn't mean that Darrell won't play. It doesn't mean that he will play either. But I wouldn't rule – like, I never looked at it that way. He's on his own schedule. Okay. And when you're playing out on the flank, it don't matter who else. You're just playing, you know. And, you know, sometimes that gets blown out of – let's be real. I mean, these are NFL football players. They may not be the the top of the line, but still they're the best. You know, there's only
– At that point, you're 3 hours from preparing for the New York Jets.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. Yeah. But, again, he's on his own schedule, so, you know.
So if he chooses to
– Yeah, and again, I always say that, meaning that he has a big part in it. You know, we're going to make the decision together. But I rely so much on his feedback, and so does Todd, and that's how we do it.
Will we see any starters next week in the game? Are there a couple you still want to look
no,
at?
No, I think you'll see some. You know, I don't think it'll be wholesale. Now, again, I probably won't know that until Wednesday, you know. But we're going to practice Tuesday and Wednesday. And, you know, depending who's playing and who's not, Wednesday will be – more of a traditional practice for some guys than it will be for others. Yeah.
I don't think we've gotten your reaction to this specifically, but what was your reaction to the whole MRSA situation that essentially took Tynes out of any chance of making the team and now potentially knocks Knicks out for a few weeks? I mean, what's your thoughts about
it? Well, you know, it's an unfortunate set of circumstances, but I think organizationally handled very well. And, you know, Mark made a statement on it where I thought covered everything. So, you know, we're moving forward. That's, you know, hopefully that's all behind us. You know, I think we've done everything you can to make it that way. And just hope and pray that that's it, you know, because, you know, we need to get ready for this opener coming up.
Josh Freeman question after mm-hmm. looking at the tape. Likes, dislikes. Again, people are going to start screaming, you know, poor decision-making, blah, blah, mm-hmm. blah. Give us an expert opinion.
I thought he actually saw things pretty – you know, when you look at his progression, why he did what he did, he saw it pretty well. You know, you sit there from the sideline, you say, what are we doing? But then when you look at what he saw, you know, there was a couple of decisions that I didn't agree with and John didn't agree with Sully. But, you know, you're never going to agree on all the decisions, right? And I'm not back there with madmen coming at me. So it's easy for me on a clicker to say, oh, I would have went there. You know, okay. But protection breakdowns. Didn't uncover sometimes. You know, we got to beat man coverage. Just because they're playing man doesn't mean that, okay, we're covered. You got to beat man coverage. That's one-on-one. That's matchup football. And then some of the things that, you know, that technically the ball that sailed on him, that one, you know, you wish you had that back. But, you know, far too many drops. Far too many drops, you know, and it's not just this week. So we got to get that cleaned up.
You have a count on the drops? I mean, because, you know, some, we see a ball here. Mm-hmm. We think that should be a caught ball. I don't know what you think, but – To me, an NFL player should catch a ball that's right here.
I would agree with that.
How many drops did you see?
Well, there were some. Yeah, I'm not going to get into it.
I'm not going into detail.
No, I'm not going into detail. Okay. But I agree, yeah. And I think they would agree. Yeah. I don't think. I know they would. Now, sometimes when a guy has a hand in there, that's a different story. That's a contested. You still got to win contested catches, though.
Yeah.
But the non-contested, you know, it's what they call it in tennis, unforced errors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did your old receivers coach used to say no such thing as a bad ball?
I don't know that. He may have. Yeah.
You talked about breakdowns, and not just the offensive line, but, you know, whether it's protection with the running backs or the tight ends and then the drop passes and Josh's mistakes, the few that he's had. Second year in the system, a lot of the same guys back. These are a lot of the same players that had success last year. I mean, overall, are you disappointed that it hasn't, at this point in games at least, been sharper?
A little disappointed, not discouraged, though. I think that's the important thing is, yeah, I wish we would have played better on offense, but I can see how we're going to. You know, the worst thing is when you're looking at that vision and you say, I don't know how we're going to do this, you know. I do see how we're going to do it. Like I said last night, we have to do it. And the reality is we may not get the chance to do it in a game now with that crew, that cast, till we get up to MetLife Stadium, and that's the way it is. You know, so a little bit of turn up the stakes a little bit, and hopefully, you know, we'll perform. That's what we're banking on.
One last positive since we're coming to the end. Akeem Spence. Everybody outside of this building sees a player that's making some splash plays. What do you see? Does he want a job?
Well, he's definitely playing at a high level, and I think we have a you know, I should say this, playing at a high level at times. He's still an inconsistent rookie, okay? So the splash plays are what people see. Losing the A-gap is what you don't see. That's what I see, right? Getting cut on the backside, and now all of a sudden one of those stretch runs that, you know, the gap, the interesting thing about football is the A-gap may start here, it may end here. You still got to own it. And if somebody hits you or clips you or whatever, it doesn't matter. You have to own that gap and run defense. The splash plays, though, are nice, right? And more athletic than maybe people suspected. A little better pass rusher, I think, than people suspected. And very strong. Everybody knew that. So does he have a chance? Yeah, he's got a chance. Not ready to ordain him, you know, Joe Green yet, but he's got a chance. Yep. All right, thanks, guys.
Thanks, appreciate it.